which we'll put you in a second.
Get you guys started.
Okay, so grab a seat.
Can I take a
picture? Oh, sure, absolutely.
Actually, I have only two questions.
Two?
Yes.
Only two? They're going to be maybe the best questions that I've ever answered.
But maybe I'll have some in our talk.
All right.
Some more. The first question is about Death Knight. Previously, it was stated that you have to do quest line to unlock this character.
Yes.
And now it is available from the start.
Yes.
Why did you change this?
So, the original thought was that you would...
Guys, sorry, this is Hello. Patrick Tertelius from Warstock in Sweden.
Hello, nice to meet you.
My bad that we got started.
That's okay, we just asked the very first question, and so...
Okay, so I'll leave you guys to it.
Okay, great. The original idea was that you would go ahead and you would have to level your guy up to level 80, and then you have this quest line that freed a Death Knight, and that would give you the option to create one. What we decided was that Death Knight is a huge part of the expansion, and that if players want to play a Death Knight, then we didn't want to force them to level a character to 80 if that wasn't what they wanted to do, if that wasn't how they wanted to spend their time. So what we decided to do was take all that content that we had planned and actually move it to the front of the Death Knight. So whenever you create a Death Knight, you'll actually create a Death Knight in a place called Ebon Hold, and you'll actually take quests from the Lich King, and you'll do kind of content that starts to explain what's going on with you and the Lich King, and you'll start to learn that maybe you're not fighting for the right side, and then there'll be some content that actually allows you to free yourself from the control of the Lich King. At the same time, we'll be kind of introducing talents and abilities and spells that you have through this kind of content. And we're planning on doing that for at least one level, maybe a little bit more. So you'll have an entire level before you actually are kind of on your own of just this specific content just for you.
Yes, I see. The second question is quite complicated.
Okay.
And now... World of Warcraft is like Warcraft universe life, and it is the present of Warcraft universe.
Okay.
Previously we needed to wait for a new Warcraft game.
Yes.
To see new storyline, new history events, and now we are taking part in these events.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future of all this? Will it be forever the live universe, or maybe there will be new Warcraft title like Warcraft games that will bring us new stories, new history events, and how will they be correlated with this live world of Warcraft?
That's a complicated question. Okay, so a couple things to talk about. The first one is that it is possible that at some point we would revisit the Warcraft universe in kind of real-time strategy format. Obviously, Blizzard's first game was Warcraft, Orcs and Humans, and it was a real-time strategy game. The team that made Warcraft 3 is actually the team that's making Starcraft right now. So they're going to finish that game, and I'm sure they'll have an expansion that they're going to work on, and then they'll kind of start to talk about what the next game that they work on is, and that may be Warcraft 4, that may be something else. That's up to them whenever they get to that point. I think there's a lot of stuff that still remains for us to do in WoW that wouldn't require a Warcraft 4. You know, we have the old gods that we barely touched. We've only had a couple of instances of interactions with them. we've got the Titans, which we're going to be exploring a great deal in the next expansion. We've got the Emerald Dream that we know still exists and has a lot of things going on. We know that there are portals to other worlds that the Burning Legion has invaded. So there's a lot of different things that we could do for the next expansion before we feel like we run dry. We feel like we have far more ideas than we could ever really pack at the next expansion. So, you know, 2 to 3 expansions from now, yeah, maybe we'll need to start thinking about, hey, we need another Warcraft game in order to kind of push the story forward. But we got plenty of ideas for now. We've got Chris Metzen as our creative director and heavily involved in the creation of all the old Warcraft lore and still heavily involved in the creation of all the current Warcraft lore. And so he's very much the kind of the steward of the story and is kind of helping it continue to go down a good path that we think the players are going to really enjoy.
So, yeah, I see.
Hopefully that answers that. But that was a good complicated question.
Soon there will be a Russian World of Warcraft.
Yes.
And there are different events in-game, seasonal events.
Yes.
For example, this is Brewfest, which is after Oktoberfest. Can Russian players hope to have some Russian-related events in World of Warcraft?
Yeah, so our goal, we actually have a dedicated events team, and they're dedicated to kind of creating these events. They created, obviously, the Brewfest. They created the Hallows Eve, obviously based off Halloween, one of our more successful events. And our goal is to kind of create events that are influenced by a lot of the cultures that we have. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be on day one, but we definitely have the desire to include as many other cultures as possible. Russian is kind of our next language that we're launching, so I think it's reasonable to assume that we would do some kind of Russian-specific event at some point in the future. Do you have a suggestion for a Russian event you'd like to see? A Russian holiday?
I don't know even now yet. The most our celebrations are related with different historical events in Russia. The most popular cultural event is New Year, and it is common for all people, not only Russians.
Got it.
So we already have it in Warcraft.
Well, one thing that we could also do is add some special kind of Russian specific type items. So we did that with some of the events we added some kind of Korean things. So there's like some Korean kimchi type things or Korean bun type things that are very popular in those cultures. So that's something that we could potentially talk about doing.
One more question about the events. You revamped some events now. You revamped Halloween. You revamped summer festival. You added new bosses, seasonal bosses.
Yep.
People can go and find something new. Are you going to revamp the other events in such way?
So our events team is very small, and the events take a great deal of time to actually implement and have a large kind of art budget usually, and a lot of things that happen in order to make them work out. So whenever they complete an event, then we kind of talk about what's the next event that we want them to work on. They're also a pivotal team in a lot of the city spawning. So they did a lot of the kind of flavor events in Shattrath City, and they'll be doing a lot of the flavor type events that are part of Dalaran in Northrend. And so they kind of split time between events and doing that type of thing. So yeah, they will definitely be a revamp of certain other events. I can't really say what the next one is because they're completely focused on getting Dalaran to be this great, fantastical place. But as soon as they're done with that, then we'll talk about what the next kind of event for them to do is and see what makes sense.
Speaking about Dalaran, when it will move to the Northrend in expansion, what will be with the bubble in Hillsbrad?
The bubble will go away, and you'll see what is left when the mages kind of finish channeling their magics. There will definitely be
a crater.
There will be something like that. I think that's reasonable to assume. Yeah, that's kind of a little secret I don't want to give away, but we do have some plans for that area that are
see. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But we will miss this bubble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have other bubbles. We still have the bubbles that are in, I guess, another storm, although it's not more of a bubble. It's more of a shield. So, yeah, maybe we'll have the bubble return someday to some other place. But, yeah, you're right. It's been there from the very beginning. And we've always wondered what's underneath, and now we're going to get to find out. So that's very cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Can you please sign this postcard?
Yes, absolutely. Do you just like right here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You play Alliance or Horde?
Currently I play Alliance, but I play both.
It's a bad idea.
I prefer Horde. My girlfriend prefers Alliance.
Oh, really?
So I have to play with her.
Okay. Well, here's my list.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. Sure.
How's it going?
Yeah. My first question is about the competitive part of the game.
Yes.